Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening there, good people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-rat. May 14th, 11 p.m. Sorry about last night not being able to log on. Had some technical difficulties. Couldn't be able to get on last night, but we are back tonight to discuss everything yesterday, the weekend, today. Because, again, this is the off-rat. This is just as your show as it is ours. Got my man, Mr. Righteous, on the mic. What's poppin', Chief? All right, and if you feel like calling in, call 646-915-8680. Not sure if we're having mic problems. Mr. Righteous, can you hear me?
Yo, what's going on, brother?
Not much, man. How was Mother's Day weekend, man? You take the mothers and wives out for some sizzler, y'all?
Nah, I just went out for my wife's birthday, and then you took this. So the kids, the Sesame Place on Sunday.
Oh, man, wife's birthday and Mother's Day same weekend? She double-dipping. That's not fair.
Yeah, man, double-dipping, yo.
What?
I said, yeah, man, double-dipping, yo.
Yeah, you only get a one present or two, yo?
I got two.
Oh, man, you got to tell her, can't be selfish, yo. It's not your fault that she was conceived on a holiday weekend.
Hey, man, depending on the year, I think it's either leap year or whatever. Either leap year or wherever. Are we in leap year now?
How the hell am I supposed to know?
I don't know. Whatever case it be, there's a time where her birthday and Mother's Day is the same day.
Oh, that sucks.
So, you know.
Yeah, but so it was good for you, though. Y'all had a good time.
Yeah, man.
Kids ain't act up. Ain't running around the restaurants all crazy.
Nah, it was just me, her, and her her cousin and his wife. We all went out on Saturday night, you know. So the kids was at with my mom.
Okay. For the babysitter, so y'all got to get the knock in the boots, man.
Nah.
You supposed to do it like back in high school days, yo. Put in the bag of the Pinto, yo. little nightlight in the over on the door light, yo. You know, maybe a little moonlight and start knocking boots in the back seat, yo.
Nah, man, too old for that, man. I be done broke a bone.
And Extra Money finally just was able to call on there. What's going on there, good brother?
Yeah, I can't complain, man. What's going on with y'all?
Not much. So, Mr. Righteous, what you got to talk about tonight, man? I know you hit me on the topic earlier. Let's jump on right on in it, yo. What you got?
I just had a question for y'all, man. Like for me, you know, being that we all like music, I just wanted to know, like, what is like the one album that you can like actually listen to and never get tired of it?
Oh, man, for me. I mean, there's so many different genres of music. I'm an avid hip-hop fan. But if I want to be 100% honest, I know I'll be firing y'all up, calling y'all soft and all that. But if I want to say, if I could listen to one album, front, back, never skip it, it'd be Donnell Jones' joint, the Where I Want to Be, yo. Yeah, I don't know if it was the fact that I just got dumped by my first girlfriend. You know what I mean? A time where I was trying to holler at a bunch of different chicks. I was at a really emotional point when I started getting into that album. And to this day, yo, from the back, yo, I don't even skip an intro, son.
You be getting teary-eyed in the joint.
Black Truffle in the building.
What'd you
black
say?
Black Truffle?
I said Black Truffle was in the building.
Black Truffle.
Donnell Jones, you gotta be kidding me, yo.
Hey, what's wrong with that, man?
What's wrong with R&B music, bro? You act like you don't listen to R&B music. You got three girls. I know you be listening to R&B music.
Yeah, I do listen to R&B music. That wouldn't be my selection, though.
Well, I ain't you. You was rocking Green Eyes in high school. What's that guy doing with it?
You're Black Truffle, yo. That's what it has to do with you, man. But to answer your question, yo, with me, it would be the Infamous show, the Infamous from Mobb Deep. Yeah, that would be my joy. I flip that joy over and over again, front to back.
Okay. And that's the joint you be riding in the car, but like, damn, where my mom at? I'm going to throw that in.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Cool, man. I just wanted to see, because my joint is ready to die, yo. Yeah, I play it so much it skips, and then like I get upset when my wife takes it out the disc changer in the car, because she be putting her music when she take my car. Sometimes she'll put her music in, and I go switch it and I hear some slow jams. I'm like, oh man, what am I ready to die? So I'm digging through the car looking for it, and I take her mess out and put my joint back in. That's one disc I don't take out, you know. I don't take it out of my rotation, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you. I don't know. Some songs on there I don't really care for.
Yeah, I can listen to it. I mean, just one day, man. One day, just listen to it front and back, man. Just listen to his wordplay. His wordplay is ridiculous, man. That's the only thing that draws me to it, man. You know how when you at the club and your favorite song come on, you get excited. That's how I was like, yo, man, this dude be killing it, yo. I mean, if people really, really listen to what this cat was saying, oh my gosh.
I mean, greatest rapper of all time. I mean, Ready to Die is probably my favorite album of all time. I mean, that joint is amazing. It's the best rap album to me ever.
What's that? Ready to Die or what?
Oh, yeah. Ready to Die is definitely my favorite rap album of all time. But, I mean, I don't know if I could, but could you listen to that every single day, though? You know? I mean, it's only so many times you can listen to Biggie fucking Lil' Kim, man. You know?
Yo, son. I listen to it every day, yo. When I'm on my way to work, when I'm leaving in the morning, yo, it's on, yo. I'm turning it on, yo.
Wow. I don't know, like that. You're right, that one song. Yeah, I'll skip that part at least to get to the actual song. Some things that I don't know if I could I get bored of after a while, but.
I don't know how you listen to the whole Infamous album, yo. There's about five good tracks on there, yo.
Nah, that's classic, yeah. That's five mics, yo.
Yeah.
That's five mics, yo.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, the Infamous classic, Jordan.
Yeah, they killed it.
I can't expect the Infamous show, but there's only about five good songs, yo.
Infamous. Those dudes is just shook ones for me. A couple other joints and like Quiet Storm. Everything else, I wasn't really feeling.
First of all, Quiet Storm was two albums later. Yo, you're already off of the Infamous show.
Exactly.
You don't need no mob.
You can see, I wasn't a big Mob fan. I can admit that. I wasn't a big Mob fan.
I'm going to tell you why, though. It's because that joint came out early 94. Early 94, you gotta go back to 94, yo. You was seventh grade. You was in either seventh or eighth grade. You wasn't even listening to it, and it wasn't a popular song. Like that wasn't played, yo. That wasn't played at all. And Big came out, Jay came. Yeah, no, like a lot of shit came out that year, and that got put on the back burner because they didn't get no publicity, yo. Like even in the magazine,
they got publicity, yo.
Yo, when Big came out, when Jay came, when Jay dropped Reasonable Doubt, Big dropped friggin' what's his name, yo? Like that's what got all the play. There wasn't no Infamous on the radio out there, yo.
I heard Chip ones.
I'm not saying that it did. I'm saying it didn't get big. I'm saying when Big and Jay both dropped, they got put. It wasn't getting big play like that. It was like later on when people started recognizing that album actually came out that same damn year. Is what I'm saying.
Jay-Z didn't get a lot of play when he dropped. Yo, I mean, Can't Knock the Hustle was a cool record, but it wasn't really popular.
No.
You know, if you go back, to the source, yo, it gave the infamous like 3 mics, and then like later on, after 10-year anniversary, it came back. It was like, yeah, we were wrong. It's 5 mic album. Big and Jay got 5 mics right off the break. My whole point was it was Slept Point. It was one of them when it came out that 10-year magazine, when the source came back and gave all them other albums that they slept on back then. Yo, that was one of the ones that got 5 mics. Yo, I mean, it was Slept On. Yo, it was widely slept on. That's all I'm saying, yo.
When Reasonable Doubt first came out, they didn't give that 5 mics right away.
Yeah, I read the album. You know, I don't know if y'all saw the magazine, yo. Like Reasonable Doubt wasn't in there. It came back. They gave it 5 mics. They gave that and Ready to Die 5 mics.
Yeah, that's what Benzino was doing it, though. That's a name.
I'm just saying that it was widely slept on.
It was so high pitched, yo.
All right, then it wasn't widely slept on, yeah. I don't know. Let's move on. Yeah. I'm not going to argue about
yo.
That. Because I'm biased. So I'm not going to say, I mean, y'all.
You say I'm biased. But
I am.
Saying,
but
I just want to know why your voice jumped up an octave, yo. I'm telling you, though, from 90 up until like 99, 2000, yeah, it was some amazing music that came out those years. Oh, amazing music, yo. Crazy. Yo.
Even, I agree.
It was, it was some amazing music, yo.
Do you think it was just amazing because of where we are in our lives? Because I can't say that the 90s was the best music era of all time.
I'm not saying it was, but I'm just saying, though, if you really look at it, it was so much feel-good music back then.
Well,
from 90, it was like crazy.
Time. Like you're only 30, you know? Like, I mean, so we're talking about the 90s, 2000, and now, you know? Like, if you're going by decades.
Yeah, but I'm just saying from 90s.
We can't be comparing the 80s right now, you know? Nobody remember music that dropped in the 80s, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, rap music. Like, you wasn't listening to no damn rap music in the 80s, you know?
That doesn't make any sense to me. Just because I wasn't born, it doesn't mean I haven't listened to music from that era.
No, I'm saying, but you're saying of all time. Like, why are you saying of all time? Yeah, like, what are we comparing at this point? Yeah, like,
well, I'm saying
what you said was is that did you matter? Is because you say are you saying that because of because that was the era or of all time? Like what's
no.
our era? Then?
No, Mr. Righteous was saying that. Mr. Righteous was saying that there was so much great music, and I'm wondering, like, do we have that opinion that the 90s was such great music because we basically grew up in the 90s? Because if you think about as far as music as a whole, I don't think anybody ranging from 80 to 10 would ever pick out the 90s and say that had the best music of, you know what I mean, 100 or so years.
I'm not comparing it. I'm just saying from that time frame, from myself, from 90 to 2000, there was some good music in that 10-year span. I mean, that was like consistently good music, like consistently almost like every year something good was coming out. It wasn't like, okay, somebody put out an album, then like somebody whack come out. Like now it's like it's hit or miss now. It's like, oh, this dude is whack. Oh, this is okay. This dude is whack. Oh, right. This is okay. And then you get a whole stretch that's like whack, 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 whack. From the 90s to 2000, it was just like consistently good music, yo. It was just like continually good music. Like, it was crazy, yo. And you sit back and listen, like, man, it was some good music, yo. Even if they was one-hit wonders, they still put out a good single or whatever the case may be.
I think y'all got revisionist history. It was a lot of whack music back then, too, yo.
But it was a lot of one hit wonders that you still can rock to though. Like from 90, like 90, you gotta understand we're not just talking about rap either, though. We're talking about R&B. Like R&B doesn't even compare to what's going on right now. You know, it's like non existent right now. I mean there's a couple good albums, but I mean it wasn't no consistently like it was back in that era. He just
you had groups after groups was killing, yo. Groups was killing you. The Drew Hills, the Boys to Men's, man. What the dudes? Next, you had As yet, I mean,
yeah, you had a bunch. There's a bunch of them. It was all.
I think it was
Wiley, and you had the single. You still had Mariah Carey killing it. Whitney Houston was killing it. Like a lot of people was killing it back then. I mean, you know, Tony was killing it. High Five was killing it. Like it was a lot of like Tony Braxton killing it, Boyz II Men killing it. Like it was. Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of people that took their prime back in that.
Yeah, man. Then when Diddy and them, when they hit the scene, man, and they start doing remixes. Oh my gosh, Flavor in Your Ear remix.
Yeah. I can't say it all time either. I mean, but I'm just if you had to look at what it was back then and what it is now, it's definitely a lot of like it's not a. Not a lot of variety out there like it was back then.
Everything sounds the same now.
What do you disagree
Everything
about?
Sounds the same, and everybody got the same flow, that Ace Hood, Hoodish flow.
I mean, I kind of agree but disagree with y'all, because I think we're falling into the whole old man category. I think we reflect on our golden age of hip-hop and R&B and say it was the greatest and there was so much variety and everything was amazing, 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 and everything is trash because nowadays we're just not at that point where music is heavily influencing our lives.
Hold on.
We're on a show. How are you going to put us on hold? But, like,
nah.
I guess my thing is like, if we were, you know, age 12 to 16, with the way the internet is, you can download and see so much different music that, you know, I mean, there's a lot of West Coast music that wasn't available to us just because we didn't have the means to listen to it. So now you have the opportunity of really pinpointing and listen to what you really want to listen to, and you have an easier way of getting it.
But that's rap, though. Like, name a West Coast R&B group.
All right, I'm back.
I mean, you can't even name like three, like top one that's in the top 100 R&B groups right now.
Right now that came out
from the 2010 and on. There is no group, no R&B group you can name right now.
Make a difference.
No, I said that came out in 2010,
you know?
My bad.
I ain't get the year. I was just saying, I thought you were saying, like, groups that's still together. My bad.
No, I'm saying like, 2000. So my point is that I'm not speaking for rap, and I'm not talking about, like, because you said the old man thing. I agree. I got a little bit of that because some of the stuff I just listen to content, and a lot of the content is whack to me, even though it's too hot. So I can knock to a beat. I can, you know what I mean, still dance to it, but I just can't listen to it because it just, like, they don't talk about anything. So, yeah, I got a little bit of what you're saying, but to me, if I want to listen to, like, just a good R&B group or just a good slow song, like, Bruno Mars is about it, you know? Like, I mean, he's constantly putting out. I'm not listening to Trey Songz. Trey Songz is okay, but he ain't Boyz II Men out there, you know what I mean? Like, there's no Boyz II Men equivalent right now. You know what I mean? That's going to give you that good love song. Nobody's doing that right now. Bruno Mars
that's
is supposed to right now. That's relevant.
But that's what I was saying. I was just saying, like, from that time, from, like, 90 to 2000, the music, it was good, consistent. Like, now it's hit or miss. Like, you'll get somebody popping like Bruno Mars. And then what's the boy with the other Mexican with the pump on his head? What's that damn Miguel? You'll get cats
that's what I'm saying. Like Miguel.
You'll get cats like that. But then after a while, then when they phase out, then who else is gonna come behind them? Like same thing with the rap. I mean, you'll get a couple cats that's nice, but then everybody else is like hit or miss. Like
I disagree. I mean, I just feel like. The music nowadays, the popular music, we're not going to listen to because it's not the music of our generation. But that doesn't mean that there isn't still good music out there. Like, L. Varner put out, I think, a 5-mic R&B album this past year.
Who?
L. Varner. Yeah, her CD was nice, but also it's hit or miss.
I didn't even hear the what you said. Yeah.
El Varner, can I get a refill, girl?
Yeah.
But that's what I said. The music is hit or miss now, yo. It's not consistent.
I'm not saying that it don't exist. I say there was a couple out there. But, like I said, back in the day, though, there was, like, consistently good groups and solo. Like, it was both. It was like we had it all. Like, we had groups. If you wanted a group, you got a group. If you had solo out, you had solo out. Rap,
right.
Same way. Like, there ain't no rap groups right now. That's constantly hitting. There ain't no R&B groups that's constantly hitting. Everything's, like, solo right now. Like, so I'm just saying, back then, we had it all. Like, so, yeah, we got a little biased because we had it all. And right now, we're not getting that same thing. So if you want to call it old man syndrome, then so be it, because you can't tell me an R&B group right now that you're going to go and say, yo, I'm going to put this on while I'm knocking boots. You can't give me one, you know? You ain't throwing nothing on right now that came out in, like, the last 3 years that you throwing on with your wife right now and going, you know what I mean, you boning to. No group.
Nah, and I produce number boys. I throw on ESPN, B. I don't do that girl stuff, though.
Yeah, okay.
And then another thing, too, is, like, remember back in the day, yo, when we went to the store, we was anxious to get to the store when the CD came out, when it first came out. Now it's just like, I'll get it when, you know. A couple days later,
that's
to be there
that's
when that joint came
out. I got a groove, Beach Bum Gun right there. That's old man stuff right there, yeah. Because you stay on the computer, yeah. You just don't really need to run to the store at that point.
I'm talking about back in the day, yo. We wasn't burning stuff back in the day, yo. That stuff they hit the market to like 99, 2000 with all the bootleg
but
stuff.
But you can't fault the younger generation for doing that because
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, because of because there was so much good music from that 90 to 2000, that when you wanted to go to the store to buy the album or whatever the case may be, instead of, I mean, I know download, but before it was like, yo, I gotta have this CD because it's hot. I gotta have it. Now it's just like, I'll get it when I get it, or you know what I'm saying, or I'm not even interested. But before, even if they had like a hot single, you would get the album anyway. But now they got a hot single, but you won't even touch the album because the rest of the album is just like, ugh.
Yeah, I put on Adele's R&B album and bend my wife over, yeah.
What?
Who?
Adele.
That's not a group.
No, why are you saying? I already said I'm past the whole group discussion. Yeah, I've already said that I can't think of any groups. I'm just talking about R&B albums. As, like, back in the day, I didn't just put on groups, yeah. You know, you put on Carl Thomas every now and then. You know what I mean? I'm talking about
just
R&B music in general.
Throwing some of that Drew Hill.
Well, I was just talking about variety. That's what my point was. Yeah, man. I was just talking about just the variety of that was happening. But whatever you was feeling, you could put it on. Yeah. Like, I'm feeling the group. You know? I'm going back in the day. It's nothing I could choose from.
Yeah.
I mean, are you still killing the R&B game?
Huh?
His child, they're a popular R&B group, yo.
Who?
Destiny's Child. They came after the 2000s.
It was all 2000 when it really blew up. It was 2000s.
What? You gotta speak up.
I said, yeah, it was 2000s. Yeah, I mean, you know. But now we're in 2000s.
But I didn't buy no Destiny's Child album.
I mean, I didn't.
I think they sucked. That doesn't mean they weren't popular.
No, they were.
Listen to some I'm a Survivor. Nah, I ain't sitting in the room listening to that. Nah. But Beach Bum Gum.
They weren't in Vogue. They weren't SWV though.
Nah, heck no. So Beach Bum Gum. You an Eagles fan? So how do you think about the Eagles signing Felix Jones?
I mean, I don't know what the point is. He ain't gonna start. Fuck him.
Yeah, your boy Chip Kelly said there's a knuckle to his madness, man. Y'all just gotta let that man work.
I'm not bothering him. He's a new coach for the system. We hired him. I'm gonna let him do his thing. I'm not gonna knock him. Whatever he decides is what he decides. I would rather, me personally, with Chip Kelly's high tempo offense, I'd get a defense that can, you know what I mean, at least contain some teams, just because the tempo is going to throw other defenses off. So if we start scoring quick, we need to have, you know what I mean, good corners, good safeties to at least keep them in front of us.
Mm.
But if he feels like he wants to keep going with our sucky-ass corners and our safeties, then, you know, God bless him. He'll be out of a job in 3 years, or he'll be a Super Bowl champ and be the greatest Eagle quarterback ever.
Oh, man, but they say Vic is running with the ones right now, so.
They also said Matt Barkley is the number two quarterback.
Yeah, man, damn,
I'm not surprised by that.
That's crazy. But yo,
yeah,
but man. I don't know, man. It's gonna be crazy, yo, because it's gonna be all speed, man. Y'all should have went and got Reggie Bush when he was on the market, yo.
That kid sucks, yo. He's got a Kim Kardashian lookalike. Yo, he's a sucker, yo.
Oh man. Yeah, man, I feel the same way, y'all. I'm just waiting to see what Andy gonna do, y'all. Cause I fire him up now, but I ain't gonna fire him too much. Cause I mean, he might make some good moves, he might not be. So who knows, man? Would you, Mr. Maxer, what you think about you think they're gonna let Lattimore sit for the year, y'all?
Yep.
You think so?
Definitely. Yep.
Good move.
I mean, even though they say his knee is structurally sound. Yeah, it's no point, yo. Like, yo, Frank got about 2 years, yo. Lattimore come out next year. We'll get him some reps, early reps, yo. And then Frank retire, and then, yo, he'll be the main dude.
You think Frank will retire?
Yo, he got about 2 years left, yo. Man's 30. He's almost 30, yo. Like, Frank, what? He like my age, yeah. So he'd be like 35, yo. You know what I mean? So he only got about 3-4 years left of his contract. Unless he want to do what everybody else do and play the rice, yo, and they end up blaming us because we let him go. But I think Frank could make the smart move and just go ahead and retire instead of, like, trying to go to another team like Emmitt Smith, yo, just because he feel like he got another 1 year left in him or something. You know, I think Frank could make the smart move and just go ahead and retire, yo, because we ain't going to re-sign him. So.
All right. He said we ain't going to re-sign him.
I mean, we're not, yo. I mean, let's be honest. Like, let me ask y'all this, yo. Y'all had a stellar career, yo. Like Emmitt Smith, Frank, like Jerry Rice, like, oh, you know what I mean? Those two that come off my heart. You know what I mean? But you, Frank, go right now. You know what I mean? You're 33. You know what I mean? You turned 35. You know what I mean? We gave him a nice little extension. So, you know, you can see stick around 2 more years, yo. Like, do y'all really, like, do y'all go out, like, with that team? Or do y'all feel like, nah, I got one more good year and then just go off and try to get, like, picked up again, yo.
I'm done. I'm out, yo. I'm locked up with my pension. As long as I'm locked up with my pension, I'm out, yo.
He's an all time rusher, yeah, for San Francisco, yeah. I mean, he had a great year, yo. He don't got a ring, but he had a great career.
None of that matters. This is the few. You get a few opportunities to make this type of money per year. You get as much money as you can, and because the only thing you got to worry about, don't worry about your retirement, don't worry about nothing. Get as much as these hundreds and million-dollar contract deals in 1-2 years as you can, because when it's gone, you'll never have a chance to make that much money in a single year again. You can always be like McNabb or anybody else and come back and retire with the team that you want, you know? But you only get a few opportunities. And the later you get as your career, even less opportunities to make this type of money in a single year. Get as much money as you can, bruh.
Yeah.
So you'll keep on going? You'll keep yourself on the market?
Huh?
I said, so you'll keep yourself on the market?
Yeah, buddy. Until I decide to retire, you know, if I get another contract, I get another contract. Hey, yo, M Extra Money. Gnarls Barkley was a hot R&B album, R&B group that came out in 2000.
Yeah, I give you that one.
Yeah, now, man, I'm getting what I get, and then I'm out, man. Cause I mean,
I just don't want to look like look at T.O. You know what I mean? Look at even Woodson. You know what I mean? Your Hall of Fame out there, nobody's picking up. I mean, he's visiting the Broncos now, so they may pick him up just because Elway just got dumped to spit. I don't know how, but
right.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, like how does that look? You know what I mean? Like Woodson, Hall of Famer, you know, balling, and no one picks him up. Like, goes through the whole draft, minicamp. No, he's still not on the roster, yo. Like, with T.O., you know what I mean? Arguably one of the best, you know what I mean, receivers that played the game. You know what I'm saying? And then he goes to a team, couple teams, you know what I mean, and then doesn't get picked up. Now, maybe that had something to do with the way he played the last couple of years or whatever, but I'm just saying I would just hate to end my career, like, going to a team, getting cut, all that other kind of stuff. I think if I went to a team, didn't get no play time, I'll just be like, yo, I'm done. Like,
yeah, that's
no
kind of stuff.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and just to let y'all know, we're done too. So, good conversation, and I'll catch y'all tomorrow. Yeah.